Turn with me to Matthew 26. Psalm 113 will be our text tonight because of one verse in Matthew 26. We looked Sunday morning at verses 26 to 29, which say, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" I got to my study Monday morning and opened back up to Psalm 26 and read the next verse, and it said, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." I got a little stuck on that verse. I couldn't help but wonder, what did they sing? The whole moment, I can't wait to hear the Lord sing. The Psalms are the hymns that they used to sing. They used to sing the Psalms. But I couldn't help but wonder what psalm it was. Not that this is the answer, not at all. I'm not saying this is the answer at all, but I couldn't help looking at my center margin for the word hymn. That word means psalm. And then it listed Psalm 113 to Psalm 118. And I don't know why it lists those, because they start with "Praise ye the Lord," but a bunch of other psalms start with "Praise ye the Lord" too. But nonetheless, I turned to Psalm 113 and I read it, and I was extremely blessed by it. And here we are. All right, that's how we got there. Go with me now to Psalm 113. The title of this message is, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was thinking about that moment where our Lord explained the table to his people. He gave this ordinance of his table. And he explained to them that he was the sacrifice. He was the substitute lamb that would be slain. He told them, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." And after they realized all that he was to them and for them, and all that he had provided for them, can you not see them singing, "Blessed be the name of the Lord"? Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. People say, "Praise the Lord." Well, that's how this psalm starts out. Verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord." I love how there's a period after that. Praise ye the Lord. Those four words, that phrase means hallelujah. That's what it translates to in Hebrew. Hallelujah. Love that word. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord." Praise the name of the Lord. I have a little number 3 next to my "Praise ye the Lord." And that's a reference to Psalm 106. Hold your place right here. We're going to flip back and forth. But go to Psalm 106. Verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." It's one of my favorite verses. He is so good, for His mercy endureth forever. How much mercy does the Lord have for us? How long will His mercy endure for us? How long will He continue to be merciful to us? It's forever. It's forever. Flip back to Psalm 113. Verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord." That's what we are, and that's all we want to be, servants of the Lord. Praise the Lord that we get to be servants of the Lord. Is there anything else that you want to be? I want to spend the rest of my eternal life as a servant of the Lord. I love this. Look at Psalm 84. And I will warn you, we're going to turn a little bit and then be done. Psalm 84, verse 9. "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand." Every time I read that, I think, a thousand what? A thousand anything. A thousand days, a thousand years, a thousand lifetimes. One day in your courts. I have a center margin here. It says, "I would choose rather to sit at the threshold." If I could just sit at the threshold of your court. Verse 10 says, "I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee." So blessed. Blessed is the servant that is allowed to put his trust in the Lord forever. Forever. Go back to Psalm 113. Verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore." Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many times did men in the Scripture say, "Lord, for Thy name's sake, because of Your name, because Your name declares who You are, for Thy name's sake, blessed be the name of the Lord." What is His name? What is His name? Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to take a second here and stroll through the Scriptures like we do. This is that part where we turn a lot. And I want to dwell on His name for just a minute. I just want to dwell on His name. His name is our blessing. His name is our hope. So what is it? What is His name? Turn with me over to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3, verse 13, it says, "Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is His name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am. I like that. When God reveals his name to a sinner, that's what he says. I am. A sinner sits in darkness until God reveals himself to a sinner. And when God does, that's what he says. And that's what the sinner realizes. I am. I am. That's his name. Praise the name. Blessed be the name of I am. Aren't you so glad that he is? Doesn't it bring so much comfort to you hearing and knowing that he is? He is. He is what? I am. In Judges 13, there's a story of a man named Manoah and his wife with him. The Lord met with this man and woman. And Manoah asked the Lord, what is your name? And the Lord said to him, why would you ask me that? Seeing it is secret. My name is secret. His name is secret until he makes it known. It is secret until his spirit through his word makes it known. But here's the thing about it. When he makes it known, he makes it known. And his people see him as he is for who he is. And in seeing him as he is for who he is, we see that he's everything. I am. What? Name something. He's everything. He is all. I am all. That's what we come to realize in truly knowing his name. He's everything. He's everything. Go with me to Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I really want to emphasize this. I know we've seen it before, but let's see it again. A child is born. Who is this talking about? A child is born. A son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called, this baby that's going to be born in a manger in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Do you love knowing that it was the Mighty God laying in that manger? Look at the next one. The Everlasting Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Prince of Peace. That's everything. That's everything. I am. What? Wonderful. I am the Counselor. Lord, what's your name? The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. That's his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go with me to Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23, verse 5 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved. and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Don't you love that name? Praise the name, blessed be the name of the Lord our righteousness. His name is our acceptance. His name is our worthiness. His name is our obedience. His name is our fulfillment of the commandments and the law of God. The Lord, our righteousness. Our righteousness. I'm so thankful it would be true for it to say, the Lord, God's righteousness. That's true. Thank God it says the Lord, our righteousness. Blessed be that name. See if you can find Hosea chapter 1. It's just after Daniel, page 1126 in my Bible. Hosea chapter 1. Hosea 1 verse 2 says, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms. For the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Oh, what a picture of the gospel this is. A great and righteous man who joined himself to a wife of whoredoms. She despised him. She rejected him. But if you've read the story here, you know that he supplied her every need. He redeemed her from the auction block of captivity. And in chapter 2, verse 14, he said, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishai. That means my husband. And shalt call me no more Baali. That means my Lord, my master. He said, you're going to call me husband. My husband. That's Christ's name for his bride. Your husband. Look at verse 19. I will betroth thee unto me forever. That means I will arrange the marriage. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. What a husband. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. And thou shalt know the Lord. You're going to know me. I will reveal my name to you, husband. Blessed be the name of the bridegroom, the great husband of the eternal bride. His name tells us who he is and what he is to us, for us. All right, go to Matthew 1. Matthew 1:18, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall give his life, shed his blood, fulfill the law, satisfy justice, and he'll make reconciliation between God and his people again. Blessed be the name of the Savior. Praise the Savior, you who know him. Who can tell how much we owe him? Praise the Lord from this time forth, even forever. I'm just going to give you a few more here. I wrote some down and I knew I was getting a lot, but let me give you a few more here. Verse 22 says, Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel, the mighty God, right here with us. That's his name. God is with us. That's his name. God is for us. That's his wonderful name. Turn with me to Mark 15. Mark 15, verse 12, it says, And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom you call the King of the Jews? You call him the King. That's his name. Verse 26, And the superscription of his accusation was written over, The King of the Jews. Blessed be the King. Praise the King. Look at John 13. John 13, verse 13, he said, You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. That's his name. That's who he is, Master, Lord. God the Father made him Lord. What does Lord mean? It means sovereign. It means controller. It means ruler. It means the one who reigns. God the Father made him Lord. He is the one who is highly lifted up. His name is above every name. At the hearing of his name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He is Lord. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved, because there's no other name that is faithful and true. Go to Revelation 19. Revelation 19, verse 11. I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. That's his name. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word, the authority, the sovereignty of God, That's His name. All praise be to that name. Blessed. Blessed alone be that name. Blessed be that name. Now, in closing, I'm closing. Go back to Psalm 113. Psalm 113, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." And it is. Worshipped, honored, glorified. As I am, our wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His name is to be worshipped, honored, and glorified for being our righteousness, our great husband, our Savior, our King, our Master, our Lord, our faithful and true Word. Verse 3, "From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. He is sovereignly in control of all things, all people, all nations. In everything He has the preeminence." Verse 5 says, "Who is like unto the Lord our God?" Nobody. There's none like Him. To whom can we liken Him? Verse 5 goes on to say, "He dwelleth on high. He humbles Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth." We know that He has to humble Himself to behold the things that are in the earth, but He has to humble Himself to behold the things in heaven too. That's how high and lifted up He is. "But in mercy, in grace, in kindness, in favor," verse 7 says, "He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even the princes of His people." He sets the poor and needy among princes. Over when we were in Daniel, that word referred to angels. He sets the poor and needy among the angels. The angels of His people. Verse 9 says, "He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children." And that barren woman is us by nature. That's His people by nature. He brings life where there wasn't life. He brings fruit where there wasn't fruit. He brings joy where there wasn't joy. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Isaiah 54 verse 1 says, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Sing, O thou that didst not bear." He bore, He carried, He travailed, He delivered. He said, "You just sing. Just sing." You know, that's what our Lord was headed to do after He sang that song with His disciples. He was going to the cross. That's what He did. He bore, He carried, He travailed, He delivered His people from their sin. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, let's all stand together.